Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is this Chelsea?
Yes.
Hi, it's Monica calling you with Family First Care.
Yes, how are you?
Good, thank you. So I'm looking back at the history of the case, and it states here that Sarah requested a $15.50 rate for you, and this was approved by our management team. I don't see anywhere where it says $15.70.
Well, first the lady offered $15.75, and she said she made a typo error, and then she came back and said that she could do $15.70 with a $200, I guess, sign-on bonus.
And who did you speak to about that? Because I only see one note here, and it clearly states $15.50 per hour,
Well,
and it was
I
approved.
have, because I even have the text. Let me get her name. This is, I have the number, I don't know the name.
What's the phone number? I can look it up in my system.
Yeah. It is 267-551-7422.
That's my number.
Wait, no, maybe that one's not. Hold on. So if you hold on. I have so many numbers in here from me.
Do you have the text message? You can screenshot it and send it to me via text.
I'm getting it stuck and I have to go back. And then also, I'm paying the Philly wage tax. Is that like Kaya? So it's 267-551-7425.
Okay, can you send me the screenshot of that, please? Via text.
Then we can.
In regards to the taxes, that's something you would need to speak to Arlita, and I can give you her phone number.
Yeah, Mom, they're both your first message.
Yeah, I know.
Jackson!
And you are 7422, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then the ta yeah, the Philly, because it's weird because with you guys, like, I'm supposedly making more, but I'm making less in my paycheck than what my, I was only getting paid 15 an hour, and I was getting more money out of that. I don't know why I'm being charged so much when everything is supposed to be the same.
I'm not sure. As I mentioned, I mean, you have to speak to our leader. She's the one that handles everything regarding taxes and everything in that nature. I sent you a text message with her number. You can call her or text her at that number. And
Okay.
just getting in that screenshot that you sent me. Does it show you the date of the text message? I'm not able to do that.
Hold on, let me see. Sorry, I have to go back again. So this one was July 14th.
I need to be able to see it on the text. Generally, it shows you the date on the text message.
I have iPhone, so I don't know. So hold on. So this is July 14th, all the way down. Yeah, so it's July 14th, but it won't, like, I don't know how. Hold on. Let me see if I can get. I don't know. I haven't been Hold on. Here we go. All right. Okay, I got it. I'm going to send this to you now. All right, hold on. All right. I can't take a picture. Sorry, I'm like trying to get. Screenshot. No. There we go. All right, I'm going to send this to you. And can you give me your number? Hold on, I got it. And then she called back and asked if 1570 would work, and that's what we agreed on.
All right, let me send this over to her because she's the one that spoke with you. I don't know what was discussed. Based on the notes here, I see that it was approved for 1550. So we went off based on those notes, and it was approved by a manager.
Okay. Well, yeah, because she said 1570, and then when I asked, like, it was a confirmed 1570, $200 sign-on bonus after, I guess, 200 or whatever hours, which is fine, but, I mean, 1550 and 1570 don't sound alike. I would have remembered 1550.
All right. I mean, like I said, Chelsea, I need to speak it over with Kaya. She needs to let me know if she recalls the conversation. We all calls are recorded, so we can pull back the call as well.
Okay.
If it needs to be. I will get back to you as soon as I get an update from her, okay?
Yep.
All right. But you can call her lead in regards to the taxes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.